President Trump held his first rally since the election for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler last night in Georgia. The pair faced Democratic challengers John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock in January runoffs that will decide control of the U.S. Senate.
The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation, controls every single taxpayer dollar.
But the president also spent much of the event making false claims about winning the election in Georgia and other states while attacking Republican officials who refused to help overturn results. Stephen Fowler is the political reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting and joins me now to discuss the rally and what it means for the runoffs there. Thanks for being with us, Stephen.
Good morning.
So the president started his remarks by making this claim.
And I want to say, hello, Georgia. We did a great job. You know, we won Georgia, just so you understand.
Now, remind us why that's not true and what else we should know about the vote counting in Georgia.
That's exactly right, Debbie. Georgia went for President-elect Joe Biden by about 12,000 votes, and that result has been confirmed actually three different times. After the initial tally, Georgia did a statewide risk-limiting audit that hand-counted 5 million ballots that were cast in the election. And just the end of last week, we wrapped up a recount, a machine recount, that sent those 5 million ballots through scanners again, and all three times, it confirmed that Joe Biden did narrowly defeat Donald Trump in Georgia.
What substantive things did Trump have to say about David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler and why they should continue to serve in the Senate?
Well, to be honest, not very much. Most of the rally, President Trump talked about his election, and he said it was rigged, and he said that there was fraud, and that it's going to come out in the end that he's going to win. But he did occasionally remember that the purpose of the rally is to encourage voters in Georgia, Republican voters, to cast their ballots for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, because if they lose and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock win, the Senate is a 50-50 split with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote.
Now, Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger are both Trump supporters, but they face these withering attacks from the president for not overturning election results. Have other top Republicans in the state defended them?
Not exactly. We've seen Perdue and Loeffler call for Raffensperger to resign. We've seen members of the state House delegation question the integrity of the election. And even at the state level, we had an eight-hour hearing with the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, where state lawmakers heard evidence or claims that Georgia's election should be overturned by the legislature.
Now, President Trump falsely said that, quote, phony, fake, absentee, by-mail ballots sabotaged the election. But then he turned around and told his supporters to vote by mail in this runoff. Is there a concern that the mixed messaging could cost Republicans the Senate majority?
Absolutely. In my reporting, talking to Republican Trump supporters in Georgia, they distrust the absentee by mail system. And in fact, more Democrats voted by mail in the November general election than Republicans. Now you have the president and other of his top allies attacking the voting machines that are used in Georgia. And Debbie, those are the only two ways to vote. And there is a concern that enough people could stay home in an election where every single vote will count, that we could end up seeing the Senate majority flip because of these claims made by the president.
Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.